Now, what we know so far about two incidents in John Kerry's Vietnam service, the one for which he was awarded a Bronze Star and the one for which he was awarded a Silver Star, the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, as the group is called, say he doesn't deserve either of them. Kerry's Silver Star was awarded for his actions on Dong Kong Canal on February 28, 1969. On that day, Kerry and two other officers stormed the shore to thwart ambushes. The following month, March of 1969, John Kerry was on the Bay Hap River. A boat struck a mine, and Kerry pulled Special Forces Officer Jim Rassman from the water. In a citation that said all this happened while under enemy fire, Kerry was awarded the Bronze Star. Now, reporter Michael Dobbs of the Washington Post has investigated the claims and counterclaims concerning these two incidents, and he joins us now. Welcome once again, Michael Dobbs.
Pleased to be here.
And let's start with the Bronze Star incident. What about that story of John Kerry rescuing Jim Rassman? What is not in dispute?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that aren't in dispute that day. There were five boats on the river, two boats on the right-hand side of the river, led by Kerry's boat, and there were three boats on the left-hand side of the river. One of them ran into a mine. There's no dispute that Kerry rescued a Special Forces officer on his boat. The major point that is in dispute is whether enemy fire was taking place while this was all going on. Kerry won his Bronze Star for heroism under enemy fire, so it's quite a significant point.
Now, who or how many people who were actually there say there was no enemy fire, and how many say there was enemy fire?
Well, it's actually divided quite neatly between the right-hand side of the river supporting Kerry and the left-hand side of the river saying there was no enemy fire.
One of the people who contested that had actually himself received a Bronze Star for this incident, and the citation said this had all happened under enemy fire.
Yes, I've spoken to former Lieutenant Thurlow, who was one of the people who received a Bronze Star for his actions that day, and he claims that the citation must have been based on something that Kerry reported, because he continues to insist that even though he got a Bronze Star for bravery under fire, there was no enemy fire that day.
It was the earlier incident in February of 1969 that won John Kerry a Silver Star, and in that case, he and other officers decided on, very aggressive tactics to get off their boats, go ashore, and pursue people who were firing on the boats that were along this canal. What's in dispute in this story?
Kerry claims that he decided, along with the other two skippers that day, that they'd had enough of that, and they were going to actually beach the boat and chase whoever was firing at them. So he did that. They started chasing several people into the jungle and shot a young man, as a result of which Kerry won his Silver Star. The other side says that Kerry and the other skippers had overwhelming force against them, so it required no particular act of heroism to pursue one retreating young man in a loincloth.
This is the incident William Rood, a journalist with the Chicago Tribune, wrote about. He was witness to the entire thing, and he wrote last week, or over the weekend, that indeed Kerry's account is the account that he recalls.
Yes, on that occasion there were three boats involved. There was Kerry's boat, there was Bill Rood's boat, and there was the boat of Don Droz, the man who was killed a couple of weeks later. So of the three skippers, you have Kerry sticking to his story. You have Rood, who's now come out on Kerry's side. The third man is dead, but his family have essentially supported Kerry's version of events.
So insofar as the Bronze Star and the Silver Star incidents go, can it be said that Senator Kerry's version remains apparently true, more true than his accuser's version? Do you split the difference? What would you say?
Well, it hasn't been disproven. I don't think that the accusers have accumulated sufficient evidence to shake one's belief in what Kerry says. I mean, it's a question of reasonable doubt. They've inserted a lot of doubt into exactly what took place, but they haven't proven, I think, on those two incidents that Kerry is a liar.
Thank you once again, Michael.
You're welcome.
Reporter Michael Dobbs of The Washington Post. He's been investigating the political dispute over John Kerry's Vietnam War record.